Good morning, Rebbe Tirmi Chayadam. Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Gimel, and we're learning Siman Beis. Pon Aleph, the first fast at the first point over here, is Yotzi Kadim HaShabbos Mibeis Hoshal Yisrael. The item has to be removed from the Jew's home before Shabbos. The arrangement was made before Shabbos, and you're not interfacing with him at all on Shabbos. So you might think that the problem is you're interfacing with the person on Shabbos, you're talking about malacha, etc. He says, no, you're not going to mention a word to him. You're not going to be involved with him at all. It's usur. So what's the problem? Shem yetzei b'Shabbos imakelim. If you see the non-Jew leaving the Jew's home with the items on Shabbos, mefti kenosin b'Shabbos b'sercha b'Shabbos. The appearance will be that you made the arrangement on Shabbos. Somebody who sees it from the outside sees the non-Jew coming out with these items to do the work, etc., will say, oh my gosh, the Jew gave him something on Shabbos to do. The observer will not know that the whole conversation and the arrangement took place before Shabbos. So because the observer does not know, it's going to be an element of a cheshad, an element of a maris ayin, and therefore the Chazal said that that's also. He put it in a separate room, and he made that room that belongs to the non-Jew. So reality is it's not in the Jew's property at all. It's in this area which has been set aside for the non-Jew to use. And the non-Jew is coming on Shabbos and picking up these items, these kalim, that he needs for his work or that he's supposed to be taking and doing the work on. It's also for the Hochi is also because it's still going to be actually physically taken out from the building, from the home, which belongs to the Jew. So the observer is not aware that inside there was a separate section where the non-Jew was storing his things. That's going to be a problem. Now, I'm a separation in Bez, but Magan Ramas have cut in Dalad. What about a scenario where not that the non-Jew was working for you, that you lent these items to the non-Jew? So, Chazal said in that situation, the non-Jew has to take it out of the Jew's home before Shabbos as well. We have the same Maris Ayin. He's not working for you at all, but people see him coming out with something which looks like it's for the purpose of Malacha from the Jew's home. They won't know that the non-Jew borrowed it for himself. But the Magen Rambam says in the scenario where the non-Jew, you set aside an area specifically for the non-Jew before Shabbos, you're miyachad loy mokim inside the house, the non-Jew can come on Shabbos and get his item that he borrowed. Again, he's not working for you at all. So over there he said it's mutter. So the Chayyadim is saying that even though that's true, regardless of Shela, which truly he's not working malach of you at all, here he is doing malach of you at all. So the Maris Ayin, that even though it's been set aside a room, there's still an element of Maris Ayin is more problematic over here than in the case of Shela. Near the Kuliyama Usr, Megarmi Mechira Shemach Ramosha, the case of Mechira where the Jew sells it to the non-Jew, also the non-Jew has to pick up the items from before Shabbos. The Jew sold it to the non-Jew, belongs to the non-Jew, he's picking it up. He has to get it out of the Jew's home before Shabbos. So if that's true by case of Mechira, we're going to say, definitely so, that's going to be true by the case where the non-Jew is actually doing work which the Jew is benefiting from. It's going to be that much more possible to misunderstand it as a problem. The Jew has merchandise which he wants to transport to a different city, and he hired a non-Jew, that the non-Jew is going to be transporting this merchandise to a different city. So the non-Jew is allowed to drive on Shabbos in his truck, take it to another city. He's not working for the Jew. He's been given the job. He's a kabbalah, he's being paid. He met all the other criteria. But the law is that he has to pick up the items, take them out of the house before Shabbos. And if the non-Jew comes to retrieve the items on Shabbos, the Jew is not only not allowed to tell him to do it, but the Jew actually has to stop him from doing so. So that's the first point that the Chayyadim says, that whatever is taking place, you cannot connect it back to the Jew. It has to be something which is clearly distinct and separate from where the Jew is from before Shabbos already. Have a good day.